Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Defense, and only if he couldn't tuck it and run. The running with him plays, I think, so much more effectively if he's throwing the ball well, because it feels less gimmicky. Do you know what I mean? Like, when he tucks and runs for two touchdowns, if he hasn't been making throws, you go, that's all he can do, right? But he had been making throws. And instead of forcing a ball into traffic, he gets to utilize the fact that he's 6'3", 230, and he can run guys over, and he's fast. He's got to be their quarterback, I think, going forward, period. Like, the Pickens play still changed the game for me. The fumble, he would have probably put 31 on the board, Pony.
They scored 24, which they have not done a lot of lately. In the last 25 games where they scored 24 points, they're 21-4. So that should be enough to win. In Mike Tomlin's big picture, where his defense is one of the best in the NFL, you get the 24 wins, or 24 points, it should be either a comfortable win or a win, period. And it wasn't yesterday, and that's more on his defense than anything else. So I'm not going to dock. I mean, they were two brutal plays, but make a list of good plays, make a list of bad plays. Good outweighs the bad. Therefore, he keeps his job.
Well, here's the one thing that makes me nervous about the way Tomlin talked about him. I think Mike would have a much easier time if Fields had played an exclusively clean game. No fumbled, no botched snap.
And they score fewer points?
Well, no, just no botched snap on the first play of the game. No failed snap on the last drive. I think it would be much easier for Mike, no fumble at all. It would be much easier for him to praise Fields if on the fumble play he had like thrown a ball at Freiermuth's feet or just made a bad, like an inaccurate throw. If on the bad snap play he just maybe throws an incompletion. I do think it drives Mike crazy. When he says something like sloppy play, that's what bothers him the most. I think that's why Kenny last year, when he struggled, didn't raise Mike's ire as much because he wasn't giving the game away.
Let's say a couple of those touchdown drives just stall out and he doesn't make any bad plays. He just doesn't make the big plays. And they do kick a field goal on the drive where he fumbles.
Okay.
And they end up losing the game something like 27-20.
Okay.
Instead of 27-24. And there's cleaner play there. It's just not as close. Does Mike feel better?
I think Mike would feel better. I wouldn't. I think Mike would feel better, and he'll say the plays will be there. He doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't put us behind the sticks. I like that. I think Mike is just wired differently than a lot of people. I don't know. I saw three straight touchdown drives where their offense looked more alive and humming than it has in a very long time. And I am choosing, if we're in the business of trying to look at a little bit of positivity here for a team that's still 3-1, I am choosing to seize on that and be very, you know, kind of geeked up about that than down in the dumps about the other stuff.
Donnie, you?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about Mike Tomlin and his philosophy so long that we have brought up the fact that he would probably hate guys turning the football over instead of, I'll try to rephrase it. He would hate to see the football getting turned over more than he would love to see the scoreboard getting lit up by his offense. Now, I'm in the boat with Chris. I assume that you're in the same boat as well, given how good the offense did look on those touchdown drives yesterday. If we get the occasional mishap and the offense is able to go up and down the field, you absolutely take that. Before Mike Tomlin was able to put his hands all over how his quarterback played, Ben would do that stuff all the time. I mean, Roethlisberger had tons of stupid, silly mistakes in nearly 20 years. But
that he'd make up for with electrifying plays.
When the offense got clicking, it was great, and you always felt like you had a shot.
I'm going to use this example of a player. It's obviously Fields is nowhere close to as accomplished or good yet. But one of the most overrated things in the NFL, I felt like last year especially, but overall, was Josh Allen's turnovers. Because for them, he did so many good things. Like, it's not like they got beat by the eventual champions by a lot because he turned the ball over or something. You want to go out on your shield like that. Fields has that basic level of athletic ability and arm talent. That's how you have to win. Think about like all of this through the prism of them playing really good teams. Like the hypothetical playoff game you always reference. Is this going to be the year it's different? If you give me two choices, Pony, quarterback plays a clean but not dynamic game, or quarterback plays a bit of a messy game where he's making good and bad plays, I will take my chances with the latter in a playoff game 100 times out of 100.
412-928-9370. How do you feel about Justin Fields? 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on the Steelers' loss yesterday to the Colts. Here is Mike in Cranberry. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, Mike.
I only have one thing to say about yesterday's game, and that is that Flacco was the better quarterback by far. And
Well, one guy threw for over 300 yards and accounted for three touchdowns, and the other guy threw for about 160 yards and accounted for two. So how is he much better?
A lot better.
How, though?
Well, he's a poised thrower. He throws the ball on target every time he comes out of his hand.
Okay, but one guy threw for more yards
and
accounted for more touchdowns.
That's the reason the man won a Super Bowl, I'm sure.
Yes, there's also a reason why he's a backup in the NFL right now, Mike.
Well, he may be a backup, but I think the Steelers missed out on picking the right quarterback for the team.
So they should have signed Joe Flacco instead of
Justin Fields.
So let's bring in a 39-year-old to everybody. Well, then, because we've been on the air, because we've had two other shows today, you are the first human being to say that the Steelers should have signed a 39-year-old to be their franchise quarterback.
Because
that is? Because it's literally one of the dumbest things someone has ever said on our radio station.
Hey, Mike, do you know what's...
I'll tell you another dumbest thing.
Well, I think you've got a lot in the chamber
here. He would have been the guy who gave you all the information about the Cleveland Browns when you played them
because playing the Cleveland Browns is a notoriously tough thing to do.
Yes, because not having information on Deshaun Watson.
That's why you're a genius.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, I'm smarter than you, brother. Did he say Flacco was a more effective thrower of the football? Was that what I heard there?
I don't know.
Hold on. I just...
Was that Joe Flacco's dad who called in? Here's Steve next. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Steve, tough act to follow.
That was so funny. That guy, he probably started drinking a little too early, I think.
What makes you think he stopped from the day before?
He might just have it on an intravenous drip.
I like Fields. I like the way he's playing. He's playing really well.
Does it make you feel any better about yesterday's game? Let me start with that question for you.
I mean, well, you got to look at it like this. Has he played better from week two to week one? Did he look better?
Yes.
I thought he did.
Yep.
Did he look better in week three to week two? Yes, I thought he did. And late yesterday was the best game. Minus the two.
Well,
I'll say this.
Fix
the mistake.
Hey, I'll say this, Steve. People wondered aloud how he would respond if and when they got down to somebody by a lot. And granted, it took a little while, and he's part of the reason they were down. But they were down by a lot in the fourth quarter, and there might have been one play separating them from coming all the way back. He was cooking the Colts in the entire fourth quarter.
I thought it was the defense. I mean, that game's on the defense yesterday. We stunk. They stunk defensively.
And the head coach. Let's not leave him out.
And as I say, we got out-coached. We got out-played.
But anytime you run into Tom Brady, a.k.a. Joe Flacco, you got to just hope for the best when you're running into a future super-duper Hall of Famer.
And whenever you have a chance to get information on what the Cleveland Browns do, my God.
They lose football games there. Is that enough information
for you? Is he praising the Browns? They signed Devin Bush, and now think about all of the Tomlin secrets Devin Bush is giving the Browns for those two matchups later this year.
Anytime you can pick Devin Bush's brain. Now, it's going to look really stupid if, like, the Browns somehow silence the Steelers both times.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First and foremost, I think, you know, you can tip your caps to the other team, but I think at the end of the day, we beat ourselves. You know, we had two fumbles, one by me and then the other by GP. Those are, if we don't score a touchdown, those are 6 points right there. We don't even find ourselves in that position. But, yeah, I do like how the, you know, offense fought back, and we knew we were shooting ourselves in the foot. So, you know, it's kind of the same story. So we need to just work on that and work on not hurting ourselves and, you know, get to a faster start and not, you know, warm up to things and come out the gate hot.
Justin Fields been on the Steelers for 15 minutes, but he knows their history, their recent history. Same story. Yeah, slow starts. This team scored 10 first quarter points all year. And the sloppiness, taking points off the board. That being said, I think Justin Fields took another step forward. 300-plus passing yards, 50-plus rushing yards. He's the first quarterback to do that since Cordell. Ben never had a game where he threw for more than 300 and ran it for more than 50. So he is now in rarefied air with that, but it did come in a losing effort. Still, though, maybe a silver lining to the Steelers losing their first game of the year. It is for me. Let's see if it is for you. 412-928-9370. Beginning with Brian. He's on the fan. Hello, Brian.
How's it going?
Good.
The thing that you were talking about earlier that I haven't heard anybody talk about yet that I don't understand about Mike Tomlin is early in the game, he plays conservative, but then it's 2 out of 4 games now, and it bit him in the foot now, and I'd love to see the efficiency of it. We go for it on 4th and 1 inside our 40. When we play the most conservative style of football ever, except for whenever earlier in the year we could go up 2 scores, I think it was, and we go for it on 4th and 1 and don't make it. And then we go for it on 4th and 1 inside our own 40 and just hand them a field goal. I don't understand his philosophy.
I don't think his philosophy is always consistent. He says, I don't live in my fears. And then he does. Here's another case
in point.
And
then he punted on the first possession. Right, well, yep. Was that what you were going to say?
Yep. Well, right after saying he trusts Boswell to, what, like 60-some-odd yards, and indoors he'd probably trust him to damn near NFL record length. 59, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think it's true. I think 59 yards for Boswell indoors is a pretty high percentage kick, all things considered. And I think Mike Tomlin, for whatever reason, maybe he got spooked that he missed the one at Acrisure Stadium,
I think he did.
It's a dome. It's not the same.
I know. And then you pin him back, great, but then they just shove it right down your throat and march all the way downfield. The quarterback gets hurt twice, and they still score a touchdown.
Boswell's one of your best players, pound for pound, for what he does. You have to let him do his thing.
Here is good call. Better than the guy that said they needed to sign Flacco. Here's Otis on the fan. Hello, Otis. Otis? Otis.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry about that.
You're okay.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Great.
I'm in Colorado.
Nice, man.
You know, Tomlin, this is a typical game. How many years we got to see this, quote, trap game from him? I'm not sure this team knows how to play zone defense. They get carved up every time they're in zone. And it was even this year. When they're giving up yards going down the field against every team this year, they're playing this zone, and there's always finger-pointing. Nobody seems to pick up the other guy. Patrick Queen, he's yelling, and he had a horrible game.
He had a brutal game. And he's supposed to be their guy calling signals, getting everybody organized. There's a zone read I saw get cut up by where it's the one where Richardson kept it early in the game. Queen is – he takes about five or six steps to his right or to his left following the running back, turns his back on the ball completely and has no idea where Richardson is.
I'm sure they had stats. Come on. I'm sure they had stats on Richardson against a zone defense that made them feel like that was the right move for him. But once he goes out of the game, how do you stay in it when it's a different quarterback? The only thing that two guys have in common is they both have giant arms. That's it. They can both throw the football like it's a vortex the length of the field.
You got to heat up Flacco.
Nothing else in common.
You got to heat up Flacco and take your chances with the blitz, in my opinion.
Here is our number two fan, Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. It's funny. For the most part, because of the way Fields played and the fact that we started 3-1 with three games being on the road to start the year, like you would think that I would be pretty happy with it. It's like, okay, we're 3-1 with three road games. That is not all that bad. But I think the play that burned me up the most was at the very end. I mean, was him not taking the timeout on either of the last two plays to just get it together. Like, that's inexcusable. I don't get it, especially the length of the fourth down.
But how about thinking the game started at 2 and not 1, Jeff? How about that? How about that the team showed up basically an hour late and just sleepwalked through the first quarter?
Okay, it's interesting you bring that up, because for a long time we talk about this whole phenomenon known as the Tomlin loss. And Chris has kind of maintained for a little while now that is that such a thing now that Ben's gone, because he wanted to give Ben as much agency.
Well, usually it involved Ben playing as poorly as Tomlin coached. I thought that was fair, but this one was Mike's to own by himself.
But I mean, when I think of the Tomlin loss, I feel like there was an occasion or two where Ben played like garbage or whatever. But to me, when I think of a Tomlin loss, I think of the defense getting shredded. And that's what happened yesterday. And it just doesn't look like they're ready to start until an hour later, like Pony said. Can I say this about Fields?
No, you can't. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I think that is as encouraged as you could possibly be watching your offense in a loss, because he was the only reason the game was even close. It's not like he got a whole lot of help. You have George Pickens fumbling a ball on a long drive. You got the line playing like absolute garbage.
No run game help because your kick returner got hurt in the game.
Yeah, and I mean, the only guy who looked like he was running effectively got hurt on the drive where they were running it effectively. He fell into that category of what Chris said about the dynamic playmaker. He was the whole reason why the offense scored 24 points. We have that guy now. It's not like this was being helped out by some great scheme or some great play caller or some great line play. It was because of Justin Fields. And let me ask you this. What do you think the score would have been with the line playing the way that it did yesterday with Russell Wilson back there?
It would not have been as close as it was. It would not have been as close as it was.
And to the caller who called up and said that they needed Joe Flacco in the offseason, he might have come off the field on a stretcher.
Correct.
Behind that offensive line.
Yeah. Could have been broken bones.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills in South Hills Key and Peters Township.
Pony's distracted. Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets.
Wednesday at 3:30 means it's time for Donnie Football's Game Balls. He finds the three best players, most deserving players of recognition following the Steelers game. In this situation, it's a loss, 27-24 to the Colts. We'll see if any guys in defeat will get the ultimate honor and will feel much better about themselves knowing that Donnie has bestowed one of his balls on them following that game. Don?
We'll go 3-1 here. And the guy who called in a little bit ago, he'll be very happy with this one. Joe Flacco getting himself a game ball, the old cowboy, the old gunslinger. I was worrisome about what could happen if Flacco had to enter this game, despite him being a statue, completely immobile player. I just had that fear if Flacco comes in, that does not mean good things for the Steelers, and it didn't. He, for the most part, diced them up. Not his best work against them, but still pretty good. He was clean about it, too.
He's only thrown 2 touchdowns in a game against the Steelers 5 times.
That's somewhat hard to believe, actually.
Because he, think about it, 08 was his rookie year. He played 3 games against him that year. He didn't miss many games because of injury. I think of the Ryan Mallett start that
I guess
was
he just
at.
Played in a lot of games that were slugfest still, especially early on, and they had reasonably good luck.
Yeah, that first year, what?
The one playoff game, he had to have done it.
He did in 2014?
Yeah,
he did not in 08. He threw 3 interceptions.
He does, listen, when he's going right, he is like as cool as it gets back there. And I'm just amazed that they didn't have any answer. Like, you would think you'd plan for the contingency of we might knock their quarterback out of the game because he gets knocked out of every other game he plays in Richardson, I mean. I just would love to know, fly on the wall, how much time they spent during the week prepping for Flacco. I would love to know that.
None. Why would they?
I think it was Queen or somebody else who said they had like stuff in there in case Flacco came in. I don't know if I believe that.
They might have if he came in, but I doubt they worked on it. I mean, Queen knows the... Well, yeah, Queen...
Not really.
Queen would not have really known him.
It's just... It's frustrating. 4 years...
Yeah, he would have been done by then.
Listen, you come in the best defense in the league. If you're going to have 27 points put on you, this is just me. Your mileage may vary. I'd rather it be the guy who physically looks like an alien as far as what he's capable of, just having one of those types of games, than a guy who physically... Do you think it's guaranteed that he's faster than me or you, Pony, in a 40-yard dash? Guaranteed.
Now that I have a personal trainer, I'm going to go no.
You guys look about the same in terms of grace when you're running.
I did 3 pull-ups today.
Like this way, palms away from
yeah.
you? Just like that, all the way down, strict pull-ups?
Yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations on all your success.
When he left Baltimore, when he had that awkward timeshare with Jackson where they'd keep him on the field for the same play, at that point, I thought Flacco was cooked, man. I thought his career was done. I never thought he'd have this renaissance in Cleveland and Baltimore, or in Cleveland and Indianapolis, where he's looking like a 2012 vintage version of Joe Flacco.
If they would need to go to him for like the rest of the season, let's say, and they kept him upright and just had good pass pro, and their line is good. I mean, Nelson's awesome. Their tackles were great.
It's an excellent line.
And that's without Kelly, who's probably their second best lineman still. I think Ryan Kelly's really good. That team can beat people with that offense.
Oh, that's
offense,
a sneaky man. Good team. They're well coached. So Donnie gives Flacco the first game ball.
Third game ball in the order.
Here was the biggest play.
Flacco protected, steps up over the middle. It's caught. Ogletree, touchdown.
Game ball number 2.
I will give one to Justin Fields in a losing effort. He had his warts. He had his warts yesterday. He had the...
Ever have warts, by the way?
I had one on my foot.
I had one when I was a kid, yeah.
Where was it?
Like on my knee.
I had one on the
did
bottom of my
foot. Did they freeze it off?
Yeah, I did get it frozen off.
I dug Pretty mine cool. out myself. It bled everywhere.
I don't think that's a good idea, Marcy.
No, it wasn't, but I did it. I just dug it out. I don't remember how I did it, but I remember thinking this was a mistake. Like, there was a small hole in the bottom of my foot.
I had a wart on my thumb, and Andy Postiglione, rest in peace, lost a bet to me, and I made him lick it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yep.
Ooh.
Ooh. Who is right?
Can
what was wrong with you?
Can you tell us what the bet was? Like, just a game, I assume?
It was something basketball-related.
How old was he when he had to lick a wart on your
finger? I think
we
were in 7th grade.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yep. Ugh.
What if he, like that started a wart outbreak on his tongue?
It could have.
Is the wart related to, like, herpes in any way? That's my... If I'm Andy, whatever his name is, I'm worried that, yeah,
I mean, Malsy, if I'm getting herpes in 7th grade, there's something wrong there.
No, I'm saying, is it, like, in the same family of ailments?
I'm just saying... My exposure to that in 7th grade was the Spice Channel and Real Sex on HBO. I mean, there wasn't anything more than that going on. All right, Justin Fields. Head warts, but he gets the second game ball.
Yeah, I mean, I thought after that fumble in the 3rd quarter, he played a near-perfect game. I know we had the little snap snafu at the end on that final drive, but he was the sole reason why they ever got back into the game. We haven't seen 3 consecutive touchdown drives like that in multiple seasons. We've also never seen a Steelers – well, we haven't seen a Steelers quarterback put together the numbers that he did.
All right, I guess it's down to this to see if Donnie
here
picks
is
the
Fields on how he played.
We were very confident. Kind of like I said, we knew the whole game. You know, they weren't stopping us. We were just stopping ourselves. So, and, you know, it's kind of crazy that we stopped ourselves in the last drive, too. So, like I said, it's nothing mysterious. It's nothing, you know, it's nothing. It's just us at the end of the day, and we have to execute, and I have to be better. We have to be better as a whole, and got to come back next week and bounce back.
All right, the number one game ball from the Colts, 27-24 win over the Steelers.
This one does go to a Colt. It's going to go to their linebacker, EJ Speed.
Man, I didn't see that coming. Give me Speed.
12 solo tackles, 13 total. The guy was all over the field, 2 tackles for loss. He was one of the players that came off the edge on that big fumble play. He didn't get credit for either there really wasn't a force, but he was one of those guys that ran free. Now I'm wondering who Malzi wanted me to pick.
If I were giving out the game ball to a number one guy and it was the Colts that I was giving it to, I'd go Josh Downs. The touchdown, I think he had at least one other play where he converted a third down for them, maybe two. One where he
broke a tackle.
He literally put points on the board, I think, by making Dante Jackson miss badly in space. I thought they couldn't cover him, man.
Same with Pittman.
Pittman had an argument, too.
No, I know. I just Downs's catches, for whatever reason, maybe because one of them was a touchdown, just felt more impactful and more like back-breaking plays. I just thought he cooked everybody who tried to cover him.
If I were giving out anti-game balls, I think I would give them to Joey Porter.
Not a good game at all.
Patrick Queen, and sorry, Malzi, Broderick Jones.
At least Broderick Jones hustled after the Fields fumble and tackled somebody, but he and Spencer Anderson tried to do like a WWE heel tag team.
Were they honoring Chris Kamuatu?
Headbutting people.
Early in that game?
I know.
And then he was very active on social media afterwards.
I'm surprised they didn't take his phone away, legitimately.
I don't think Tomlin cares about that stuff, though. I don't. And the stuff being said to him, by and large, was like much worse than his replies.
Thank you, Donnie. Game balls for the Steelers' loss. Joe Flacco, who saw that coming. Pregame.
Yeah, probably a lot of people who know how these games tend to go.
Justin Fields and EJ Speed. Here is Chris in Homestead on the Fan. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, man.
So, if you'll let me here, I have two things. So, first off, and your guy from South Park, your number two guy, whatever, he stole some of my thunder. But if they would bench Fields and go with Wilson, it would be a travesty. It would be an absolute travesty. I think anybody that's played the game or at least knows the game can see that we have found our quarterback. I don't think there's anything left to see. I mean, the fact that we got this guy for a sixth, maybe a fourth round pick is crazy. And let me tell you another thing. If they do go with Wilson, he's going to get killed because the line stinks right now with all these injuries. But Fields won't have a hard time finding a job after this season if we don't sign him. I can promise you that.
The snap things, though, are super frustrating because I've never seen a quarterback struggle with the most basic thing, just getting the ball from the center as much as he does. That's the biggest negative with him.
I can't argue with you there. I mean, you're 100% correct. I don't understand why at the professional level that's just not something they can just clean up. I mean, that seems a little weird to me. I don't know if he's going through his progressions too slow pre-snap and he's not paying attention.
The under-center snaps I put on Frazier. Like, I think Frazier's got to do a better job.
Well, the one where he stepped on Fields, it was a sloppy exchange, and then, I don't know, but the common denominator's Fields, Chris.
Well, the common denominator
going back
in both
to Chicago.
Of them, it's center quarterback. Yeah, I mean, yes, fumbles in general.
Chris, did it make you feel better about the loss the way Fields played?
100%. I mean, come on. Let's be real. We're 3-1 after 4 games. Let's calm down. You know what I mean? If you would have told me before the season we would be right here and Justin Fields would be playing the way he is, I mean, I know it's overreaction Monday. It's what we do. But let's think about this now. We're 3-1. We've got the Cowboys, who I personally think stink, honestly.
Yep.
I really do think we're going to win that game. But the other thing I wanted to mention, because you brought him up a couple times, is, I mean, it almost pains me to say it, but Patrick Queen is awful. The guy's awful.
I don't think there is. Thanks, Chris. We got to get to a break here. Let's come back with some of that because.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.